وعليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والفجر وليال عشر، صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله، we are now in the last Jumu'ah of the Mubarak month of Dhul Qa'dah. By next week Friday, inshallah ta'ala, will be Dhul Hijjah. On Wednesday night, we have to search for the moon. So if the moon is sighted, then Wednesday night will be the first night of Dhul Hijjah. So as we know that there are four Mubarak months in our calendar. One is Rajab, then is Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah and Muharram. Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah and Muharram, they are together, although Dhul Qa'dah and Dhul Hijjah, these are the last months of the year, and Muharram is the first month of our year. And Rajab is separate. So with regards to these months, they are all auspicious, and the most auspicious days and moments of these months are the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam on these nights. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned in a hadith sharif that مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهِنَّ أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشَرَ وَقَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء. النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said there are no days in which ibadat or nek amal is more beloved to Allah Ta'ala than in these 10 days. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not even jihad, that if a person is making jihad in days other than these days, is that also, are these days even greater than making jihad in other days? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, not even jihad. Not even jihad in the path of Allah, except a man who has come out. He went, obviously he had to go with his life, and he went out with his own wealth, and then he doesn't return with anything. In other words, he becomes shaheed. So in one hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a'mal carried out in these Mubarak days is multiplied 700 times. The thawab is multiplied 700 times. And Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu has mentioned that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they used to say that each of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is equal to 1,000 days in virtue. Each day is equal to 1,000 days in virtue. And the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Arafah, so in our 9th of Dhul Hijjah will be when it is the 9th over here. So the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, this is equal to 10,000 days in virtue. So such great days. So our Darul Ulum Talimuddin Spring Beach, they have prepared this newsletter, Ihya'uddin, they normally prepare this newsletter. So they have mentioned 11 special things that should be carried out in these Mubarak days. The first thing is to honor these days by not committing guna. Stay away from sin. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentioned that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made 4 months exclusive, in other words, in their sacredness, in their virtue. He sanctified them, he increased their blessings. These Mubarak months are shining, right? They are full of barakat, rahmat, ruhaniyat, right? So when you have days like this, months like these, then if a person still goes and commits guna, see, to understand it, guna is a guna. If a person commits it in the masjid, somebody is committing the same guna outside the masjid, another person comes and commits the same guna in the masjid, which one is worse? Both are sins, but this one we will regard it as worse, because he did it in the masjid. This is such a Mubarak place, how can you come and commit the guna in the masjid? So in the same way, gunas, at any time if we commit guna, it's very bad. But to commit guna in these Mubarak months, and then on those Mubarak days, the guna is much, much worse. The saza, punishment for those sins, is much worse. So Abdullah ibn Abbas mentioned that Allah Ta'ala has made sinning in these months more severe than if a person is to sin in any other month. And carrying out good deeds during these months is more rewarding. Right? So with regards to abstaining from sinning in these Mubarak months, and more especially these days, Allah Ta'ala is mentioned in the Quran Sharif, do not wrong yourselves by committing sins during these months. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا أَنْفُسَكُمْ. Don't wrong yourselves by committing gunas. Then, the other thing is to fast. If a person can fast the whole 9 days, all the better. Each day that he will fast is equivalent to 1 year. So when you feel it difficult, just think how hard it is to fast for the whole year. I just have to keep 1 day and I'm getting sawab of the whole year. Once is mentioned the fasting during these days, excluding the 10th. Right? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned there are no days in the year wherein ibadat is more beloved to Allah Ta'ala than the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And fasting during these days is equivalent to the fast of an entire year. And to stand up in ibadah during these nights is equivalent to the reward of Laylatul Qadr. Every night is equivalent in sawab to Laylatul Qadr. To fast on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, right? Abu Qatada Rinanu reports that a Sahabi once asked Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what is the reward of fasting on the day of Arafah, meaning the 9th. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it expiates the minor sins of the present year and the previous year. All the person's minor sins are wiped out. Then there are some special virtues to make ibadat on the 8th, 9th and 10th, the nights, and also engaging in ibadat on the nights of Eid. If Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, we'll discuss it next week, Jumu'ah. But in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which inshallah will commence either next week, Thursday, Friday, so the zikr that we should increase is Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. We should read this in abundance during these days. Then there is also, on the day of Arafah, a person should read the fourth kalima, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. He should read the fourth kalima in abundance. And also read this dua, Allahumma a'tiq raqabati minan nar. وأوسعني من الرزق الحلال واصرف عني فسقة الجن والإنس. رو الله. This was a dua of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu made this dua on the day of Arafah, and he used to encourage his companions also to make this dua. Rabb Allah, free my neck from the fire of Jahannam, bless me with abundant halal rizq, and repel from me the evil and transgressive jinnat and people, jinn and ins. And then obviously we know that our qurbani also is carried out, and the sawab for qurbani, what is sawab? That for every hair on the body of that animal or every fiber of wool, Allah Ta'ala will reward the person. And the sawab of the person, it reaches before the blood can even touch the ground. We know how quick the blood touches the ground. But faster than that, the qurbani is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So when these days are so virtuous, so much of good one can acquire, so you must then understand that shaitan too will be in overdrive. In Ramadan Sharif, he's locked up. But these days he's not locked up. So he goes on overdrive. Right? So one is, Allah Ta'ala protect us. But some people, Allah make it that we not from amongst them. Right? They just don't bother. Just don't care. Right? They just continue any which way, whenever it is. Every day is same to them. Whether they read namaz, never read namaz, whether they're watching movie, video, haram on the cell phone, womanizing, or dying, whatever. So when it comes to these Mubarak days also, they don't even worry about it too. They just continue like how they're carrying on any other day. And then you get some people, they are pious all the time. All the time they are pious. And come to these Mubarak days, then they exert themselves even more. And then you get weak people like us. We committing gunas, we are in a ghaflat, whatever. But at least on these auspicious days, then we try to do something. Right? So now shaitan, those people who got a don't care attitude, he knows that they're already in the bag, right? I got them. I don't worry about them. But now this other two groups, one is those who are very pious, they are Allah wanas. So shaitan also, he frights for them a little bit. No. He isn't going to trouble them too much. He knows he can't really make much headway. Not to say he doesn't try, but he can't make much headway there. But now come to bichara people like us, weak people like us. So now shaitan knows that, okay, these auspicious days are going to come. They're going to try now. So these people, I need to drop them down. I need to drop them down. They must be deprived. All these great things that Allah Pak is giving, they must be deprived. Right? So now he'll try different avenues, different ways. Now if you are a student of deen, or you are a person, you are trying to get closer to Allah Ta'ala, now he can't come tell you go to the movies. He can't come and tell you now go and commit zina. Right? But he will bring about things which are disguised. You think you're doing some very good things. You're going around to look for qurbani animals. You finish, buy your qurbani animal. What are you still going farm to farm for? And then his latest trick here in Natal, all these fairs. Now, it's such a thing that even your parents may want to go. Your grandparents may want to go. Your parents may ask you to take them. Right? But so much of guna is taking place there. So much of evil will take place there. The minimum loss that you will cause to yourself is that you won't read salah in a masjid. That's the minimum. Right? That you won't get your namaz in a masjid. And you're going there for what? Different thing, there was some zarurat or something. no zarurat, you're going there, namaz time is going to come, you're not going to get your namaz in a masjid. Even if you read it in jamaat, over there, they got some facility, is it the same as reading in a masjid? No. And there's no zarurat for you to be there, because a zarurat is a different thing, there's no zarurat. So we should stay very far away from these places. Don't let shaitan fool us. You see, like what's happening to the hajis now, right? So many hajis, they're sending messages. What this whole hajj, right? A lot of it is to do with Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Qurbani also is to do with Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, what did he say? He said, I turned myself away from everything, right? Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal arda hanifa. I am turning my attention now to that being who has created the skies, the earth. I'm turning only to him, nobody else. Right? Then what he said, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alamin. Right? So hajj, qurbani, all these things is there to make us focus on Allah Ta'ala. We must focus on Allah Ta'ala, become Allah's. Right? But now what's happening? Qurbani, we're focusing on the cuts. We're focusing on the breed. And the cuts, and the service, and the this, and that became, the qurbani became about that. And Hajj, that became about my Facebook page and my Instagram page. And the Hajis that are there, and they are saying that it is so confusing because those who we thought are Molanas, those who we thought are guiding us here, supposed to be showing us what's the right way to do the Hajj. So they too taking out photographs too. They taking out photographs with the Hajis and some with the Haji bands also. So now, when you are making ibadat also, instead of focusing on Allah Ta'ala, now you're focusing on the selfie. In fact, people are posing as if to say they're making ibadat, right? And they're taking out photos to send home now. The person is not reading Quran, he's taking out the Quran Sharif and he's standing, Kaaba Sharif must be in the background there, and like he's reading now, and there's somebody there must take out one photo. Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, he was sitting by the Rosa Mubarak of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was tearing. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu went past. Umar Naun asked him, O Mu'adh, why you kick? What's causing you to cry? So he said, the thing, something that the inmate of this qabr, meaning referring to Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned something, right? The strong people, they saved themselves from it, right? But I don't know what is my situation now. So what Nabi Akareem, what was he referring to? Then he said, that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna yaseera riya'i shirkun. Little bit of riyakari, little bit of yaseer, little bit show business. You're doing something for show. This is shirk. Now what to say about one is you doing ibadat, you're really doing ibadat, and your niyat gets contaminated a little bit. That is yaseer al-riya, shirkun. Here, the whole thing is a show. There is no ibadat there. Sometimes the whole group, they are making tawaf, or they are walking from Mina and going. One fellow is in the front, he's with a video camera, making a video of the whole thing. Now, can there really be ikhlas in there? This photography has gone crazy. The be pardagi, all young couples, they're all going now, for Hajj. Especially I'm talking about our country. Other countries, some very old people all are going. Our country, a lot of young couples going. Other countries also young couples. No parda between them. They're all sitting together, going restaurant together, sitting in the park together. And unfortunately, those who are with them are not even educating. Not telling them that this is wrong, don't do that, don't spoil your Hajj. Now that Hajj, which was, you know, the place of Tawheed you are going. Now we're not worshipping idols, but we're worshipping ourselves. We're not worshipping idols, but with all the selfies and photographies and who we worshipping? We're worshipping ourselves. Allah Ta'ala protect us all. آخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.